Welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Recently, I read an article that kind of outraged me. It was the do's and don'ts of what to wear when you hit a certain age. So I went to my style expert, Michael O'Connor, and I said, Michael, help me out here and do a piece on age-appropriate clothing and what we should and should not wear. So I defer to Michael for the information. Michael?
Hi, and thanks, Valerie. Last week, we talked about finding the right dress or gown for your body type, and I hope you found that segment helpful because the holidays are almost here, and I'm sure that there'll be lots of dressing up in your future. But this week, I'd like to talk about something that I get asked about a lot. No matter what time of year it is, and no matter whether it's casual or whether it's a dressy look that someone is after, this is something that we should all keep in mind. The question? How to look great but be age-appropriate at the same time. Now let's face it, we're living longer than our parents and our grandparents. Most of us are keeping ourselves healthier and in better physical condition. Our use of moisturizers, and perhaps some other products, has helped our skin look better for longer. And with cosmetic dentistry, whitening toothpaste, and strips, we're keeping our teeth and smiles looking good too. From experience, I'm going to tell you that I don't feel like I'm the age that I am, and I think most of us feel the same way. We tend to look better than our parents and our grandparents did at the same age that we are today. So how can we still look great and not feel that just because of our age we need to be relegated to a rocking chair drinking tea and knitting sweaters? Well, I think we have to look at a couple of factors here when dressing appropriately, but first, let's start with some general rules. If you're over 70, and even if you think you don't look over 70, chances are that you should not be wearing styles that are too revealing or that are designed for a very young body. For example, get rid of the hot pants, get rid of the Speedos and the mini skirts and anything that makes you look like you're desperate for attention. There's plenty of clothing out there that is still going to make you look sexy and elegant without making you look like you should be on the front of a funny greeting card about retirement. Some things that you do want to weigh when choosing fashions are your real age, being one, your physical condition, have you managed to avoid middle age spread, and how well you've treated your skin and things like that. And when thinking about this, realize that our body parts may look different ages too. So you may have a flawless and wrinkle-free face, but you also may have unwanted skin or sagging at the back of the arms. Also, how youthful you truly appear. Now this is where you really need to be honest. And my opinion is that even the best kept ages don't look 10 or more years less than their real age. So that's something that you really want to consider. Using these factors, it's best to create a focus area or dress in a way that showcases them. If your face is extremely youthful, focus on it and downplay other areas that may not have that same fresh and youthful feel. If you're still lucky enough to have a nice curvy shape, choose clothing that will showcase the curves and add a little bit of a thicker belt to a gown to accent your waist. There are some things that you also may want to do to camouflage certain areas that you may think may need help. So for example, if you have looser skin around the back of your arms, or bat wings as they call them, look for pieces with sleeves that wrap and that will cover them. If you have a slight middle-aged spread that's maybe not as shapely as it used to be, an empire waist can really help hide that. Additionally, you can look for pieces that add a little bit more bulk around the hips or the bust. Blouses and gowns that are gathered toward the center also can give the illusion of height and hide a little bit of extra poundage on the side. Higher necks and some halters will also take the focus off a décolleté. A couple of almost universal observations when it comes to mature ages is that a woman's shoulders and back can be quite attractive at almost every age. If you're looking to create a youthful impression, choose a dress or blouse style that actually showcases these assets. Blouses that have a peekaboo shoulder or gowns with a high halter neck styling can actually show off shoulders that are really beautiful. Skirts and gowns that have a three-quarter side slit can also be very sexy and age-appropriate, as long as it's not cut up to the waist. Also, remember, if you're on the mature side, great undergarments that support and smooth can be a lifesaver under clothing. Being mature doesn't mean that you have to give up being sexy. It just means that you have to apply the wisdom of your years to how to get that sexy look. Don't forget that I'm going to show some examples of this on my Facebook page, which is Michael O'Connor Style, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at StylingSpy. Until next week, you're fashionable in five. Thanks, Valerie.
Style expert Michael O'Connor, giving the best advice on America Weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
Think green. Harrison with you. California has now banned the cancer-causing chemical phthalate used in bottled water in children's plastic toys. Current U.S. government deregulation still allows toy manufacturers to use it here without penalty or disclosure. Phthalates also make store-bought bottled waters squeezable. Joseph DeGangi, molecular biologist.
Scientists in the laboratory are instructed to avoid contact. They're told it's harmful if swallowed. Scientists are told possible risk of irreversible effects may cause cancer.
Plastic water bottles and toys are proved to cause liver, kidney, and organ damage in laboratory rats, Dr. DeGangi.
That means that a chemical actually comes out of the saliva when children chew and suck on it.
And equally with bottled water, unless it's glass. This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This receiver is the Broncos' all-time leader in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdown catches. He had a huge game in Super Bowl 33 with 152 receiving yards.
Loads it up, throws down deep the middle of the field. Ryan Smith got it! 30, 20, 15, 10, Denver touchdown.
So where is Rod Smith now? Today, Rod's all about coffee and kids. Rod's involvement with the Boys and Girls Club has continued since his playing days, and Rod's found a passion for healthy coffee. He's built a large group of Organo Gold representatives in Denver.
Coffee business is awesome. I light up every time I hear about it.
Looks like Rod's going after the coffee business the same way he went after John Elway's passes. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.